The latest edition of the online Issues Etc. Journal is out. It contains an article I've written titled Legalism and License. How are these two really the same error? Find out with the latest Issues Etc. Journal. You can also read about Pastor Brian Wolfmiller's journey from liberal Lutheranism and navel-gazing evangelicalism to the external promises of God in Holy Scripture. Get your copy of the latest Issues Etc. Journal by sending your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. For the last 10 minutes of this Tuesday afternoon's program, February the 9th, we're going to be talking about a new report from Planned Parenthood on sex education. It's called Stand and Deliver: Sex, Health, and Young People in the 21st Century. Now, Planned Parenthood has a vested interest in sex education, and that interest actually has a financial angle as well. It is Planned Parenthood that it has been at the forefront of the safe sex movement and much of sex education by way of encouraging young people to engage in sexual activity. And at the other end, they are collecting a hefty fee in payment for abortion. We're going to be talking about that new sex education report released by the International Planned Parenthood Federation. Jeannie Monahan is our guest. She's director of the Center for Human Dignity for the Family Research Council based in Washington, D.C. Jeannie, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thanks, Todd. Nice to be with you.
If I were to open up and read Stand and Deliver: Sex, Health, and Young People in the 21st Century, this report from the International Planned Parenthood Foundation, what would I find in there?
Well, you'll find, first of all, sort of a list of all of the problems with young people today, including things like economic, lack of opportunity, poverty, et cetera. And then, of course, Planned Parenthood gives as the antidote to these problems unlimited contraception and just a mandate for sex ed in all schools.
So their solution to the over-sexualization of our kids is to encourage more sexual activity, albeit by their definition, safe sex?
Well, it's interesting. Like I would go a little further and say what Planned Parenthood puts forward as an understanding of the human person, it's intrinsically flawed. Like they see, or at least they advocate, this over-sexualization of people at such a young age, and that's they take away from the person as a whole person and the person with their family and the role of the mother and father, et cetera. And so I don't think they actually see over-sexualization as a problem per se. That's actually part of the solution to Planned Parenthood.
What about this report and its recommendation or the ideas put forth with regard to parental influence?
Right, and that's particularly disturbing. They're somewhat subtle and yet not so much, but essentially what they say is that parents are sometimes unable, and I'm actually quoting the report right now, unable to provide the connectedness that young people need. But young people can benefit greatly from engaging with other caring adults who can help them feel that they belong. And then the report right after that goes on to talk about cultural norms as sometimes a good thing, but that some quote-unquote conservative cultural norms need to be undone, and that we need these, you know, compassionate adults who can help us undo some of these cultural norms that would be considered more conservative, per se.
We're talking here, Jeannie, as you well know, about kids as young as 10 years old. The report says these children need to be empowered to develop satisfying and pleasurable sexual lives. What in particular are they talking about?
Well, they leave it at that. From the report, they actually don't go into it much more than that, although I don't think you really have to go into it much more than that. I mean, they're advocating that young children should be encouraged to, they don't get, you know, verbatim in the report about what, they're not actually using the word like masturbating, et cetera, but they're hinting at those kinds of things, so at a young age.
I'd like your reaction to the statement. The person who wrote the foreword to this report says, quote, young people have the right to be informed about sexuality and have access to contraceptives and other services. Flesh that out for us, if you would.
Yeah, actually, it's so frustrating to me to hear that, because I feel like we're really selling our young people short to talk about giving them the right to contraceptive, sex ed, et cetera. I mean, if we really want what's best for our young people, we would want to give them the quote-unquote right to real intimacy. And it, first of all, that would start with having a loving family and really having healthy parental relationships and then learning how to live in friendship and hopefully ultimately being able to commit to a lifelong marriage and understanding the sexual bonds in lifelong marriage. And that's true intimacy. But what Planned Parenthood is getting at isn't real intimacy.
Jeannie, what's behind all of this? I mean, talk about it in broader terms. In your opinion, what is ultimately the goal and the viewpoint being advanced by Planned Parenthood in this report on teenage sex and teenage sexuality?
Well, there are two schools of thought, and I'm probably of the easier school of thought, but there's one school of thought that thinks that this is all about money. And it is. I mean, recently, actually, in the Washington Times, I had a little piece in there that talked about how Planned Parenthood nets over $100 million a year. Even in this economy, they netted almost, and they're, of course, a nonprofit organization, almost $100 million this year. Last year, it was $115 million. So a lot of people will say this is about the dollars, okay? This is about the money. I want to think that most people have good motivations, but that they can be really flawed in their formation and their understanding of what is really good for the human person. My guess is that most of these folks at Planned Parenthood are not evil intentions, but they have really, their way of going about this is really hurtful to young people and to themselves. I mean, I very often will hear stories of people who've worked for Planned Parenthood that have a conversion, and I don't necessarily mean a religious conversion per se, but a conversion in the sense of really understanding what goes on and the violence that abortion is, both to a woman and to the person that's in her womb. And so I don't know. I don't know if the bottom line is that it's really about money. It could be, and certainly they make a lot of money, or if it's really just a flawed understanding of the human person but good motivations. I don't know.
Do reports like this open the door for pedophilia, for statutory rape, and other such crimes?
Right, and that's, I certainly think that any kind of over-sexualization of young people opens the door for that. I mean, we live in a culture, in Washington, D.C., we had two just grotesque instances of young girls being taken from their homes and trafficked, basically, and sexually abused and then killed right around Christmas time this year, and they were both around the age of 11. And I remember thinking, what is wrong with our culture? Like, something's very abnormal here. And I do think it's you know, child pornography. It's advocating on TV girls that look like they're about 11 years old, and that's kind of the norm of what's attractive and sexual. And then it's things like this with Planned Parenthood. So it's very scary to me. I mean, our young children deserve just to be children. They deserve to be innocent and protected.
In contradiction to what we may read in this report from Planned Parenthood, what do parents need to know, basically, about healthy sex education for their kids? About 30 seconds here.
Yeah, okay. One thing I would say is that studies show again and again that parents are actually the most influential people in a young person's life, even when they're adolescents and they're rebelling. They are most influential in terms of sexual decision-making. So believe in that, and as much as possible, talk to your kids. I know it's uncomfortable. I know it's hard to do, but that is really important. You, as parents, are the most important person in your child's life to talk to them about these very, very important decisions.
And bottom line, what's the problem with Stand and Deliver, Sex, Health, and Young People in the 21st Century, published by the International Planned Parenthood Federation? 30 seconds here, Jeannie.
Totally inappropriate understanding of what it means to be human, of what sexuality is about, and how we will find happiness and fulfillment. I would say it's the antithesis of that.
Jeannie Monahan is director of the Center for Human Dignity for the Family Research Council based in Washington, D.C. You'll find a link to the Family Research Council at issuesetc.org. Jeannie, thanks for being our guest.
Thanks so much.
Two thoughts here. First of all, the logic seems flawed. To begin with, they're going to do it anyway. We might as well empower them. They're going to do it anyway. We might as well try and give them the best advice on how to do this safely. The assumption they're going to do it anyway Not necessarily so. Not if parents and even organizations outside the family continue to encourage young people to keep sex within the confines of marriage. They're not necessarily going to do it anyway. We cannot concede that unless we want to surrender to the sexual revolution altogether. And it's a little difficult for me to take seriously a report on teen sexuality from an organization that at the other end makes most of its money, $100 million every year, performing abortions. To me, it seems disingenuous to express concern about teen sexuality when at the other end there is a mill making money off of encouraging teens to act irresponsibly in matters of sex. You see how the two go together. They're going to do it anyway, and if they're going to do it anyway, we'll teach them how to do it safely, and if they don't, we'll be there to collect the fee for the abortion when all is said and done. It's very hard for me to take sexual advice on sex ed, from an organization that is at both ends encouraging what is most harmful to our children. The Lutheran Study Bible is a resource that you need to get. I was talking about it with someone just the other day. Something that is useful to the Christian in their everyday life. Something that is, you can actually really, a resource you can use every single day when you study the Bible. It's called the Lutheran Study Bible. Find out more about it at our homepage, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House. Ask about the Lutheran Study Bible, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.